You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
You get a bad diagnosis from the doctor, you go home and just sit there and die, feeling sorry for yourself. You got to start seeing the blood come off of Jesus's back and in your mind see those stripes laid on him. And every time you see a stripe, take it and put it on your condition. Take it and put it wherever your pain is. Amen. And listen to this. They come to, I love the fact that they're entering into dialogue. These are leprous men, which means they can't go into the city of Samaria. And they can't go away from the city of Samaria because they are Jews and they'll be killed. So they sit there and they have dialogue. They said, if we go into the city, there's famine in the city. They don't have any food, so we're going to die. And if we sit here, we're going to die from our condition. And he said, look, let's fall unto the host of the Syrians. He said, if they save us, we'll live. And if they kill us, we're going to die anyway. So in other words, what do we have to lose? If we sit here, we're dying of leprosy. If we go into the city, they don't have any food. So let's go check out the Assyrians. Now God heard them. And it says, and they rose up in the twilight to go to the camp of the Assyrians. And when they came into the uttermost part, the boundary of the camp, nobody was there. They rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they come to the uttermost part, to the boundary of the camp, nobody was there. For the Lord made them to hear the noise of chariots, horses, and the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, look, the king of Israel hath hired against us the Hittites and the Egyptians to come upon us. And they fled and left the tents, horses, asses, and the camp, even as it was. Watch this. When those four men decided to go in, God found something he could work with. Unity and strength of purpose. So God caused the noise to be amplified, and there weren't even any soldiers there. There were just four leprous men. You sit around and the devil tells you it's not going to get any better and you're going to die from it. And you sit there and accept it rather than say, look, I'm getting up and I'm going to live till I die. I'm going to live. I'm getting up right now and I'm not letting this condition keep me down. I'm pressing into areas of spiritual greatness and I am moving into intimacy with God. And every devil that tried to prevent you will back away when he sees your strength of purpose. When the Bible says resist the devil, it's nothing spiritual. It's just don't go along with the devil's words. If he tells you you're going to die, tell him he's a liar. I resist death. I'm going to live. If he tells you this situation is going to get worse, you tell him you're a liar. I resist that. It's going to get better. When he tells you nobody loves you, you tell him I resist that. I love me. Jesus loves me. And the body of Christ loves me. And as soon as they made the move, God caused the noise to be amplified, and the Syrians left. And it says in verse 8, and when the lepers came into the camp, they went into just one tent and started eating and drinking. They got silver, gold, raiment, and they hid it. Why'd they hide it? Because they were lepers, and they knew that nobody would want to be around them. There are some blessings that God gives you, you shouldn't tell others. You can't tell everything. Amen, because somebody won't believe it. It said, then they, listen, you knew these were inner city lepers. Because it says they went into another tent and took the stuff out of that tent and hid it. And I would fathom a guess that they went to some other tents and cleaned them out. then they came to the startling realization, this is not a good thing to do. This is a day of good tidings, good news, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now let's go and tell the king's household. Now watch this. And they came into the porter of the city, which meant like the vestibule. And when they reached it, they said, we came to the camp of the Syrians, and behold, no man was there, neither a voice of man, but horses that were tied, asses that were tied, and the tents were left as they were. And he called the porters, the people who served on that outer court, who now would have to go and tell the king, and they told the king what was going on. Watch this. When you finish reading that story, this is what you're going to notice. The people came down to share in the bounty of the efforts of these four men. Verse 3 says they were four leprous men. You see that? Now, when you understand from the Old Testament perspective, to be leprous meant you were unclean and nobody came near you. But when they walked into the port of the city, they had all this stuff with them. Now, you keep reading that text, and every translation you can find, it doesn't say anywhere that the people rejected the blessings because the men were leprous. That means that God often sends great news through dirty people. All of your good news is not coming from Christians. There are some sinners that God will use to give you favor and bless you. And if you are so sanctified and sadity that you can't get your blessing from a leper, then you're going to miss God. God is so great that he sends you his glorified blessing through dirty people. And you got to learn to kiss the God and spit the devil. Just because it's coming from a place that you think, oh, well, praise the Lord, I can't. Now, I'm not talking about gambling, so don't go to Atlantic City and say, oh, the Lord, pastor just told me God is going to use a dirt. No, I ain't talking about that. But no one cared these men were lepers. You need to change your view. You need to change your view. About a month ago, the Lord gave me a burden for a rock singer. And I just didn't understand it. And he gave me this burden, and every time you would hear his songs on television or wherever in passing, I began to weep. And I'm saying, God, he's not even in my culture. His music is not even my culture. And God said, but I love him. And what I need you to do is pray for him. His lifestyle is same sex, and his lifestyle is ungodly. But the Lord said, don't look at that. Pray for his soul. You see, when it's time to move into a different dimension and you're willing to move, God can use you as the leper to bring the joy of salvation to someone who otherwise would never receive it. But you have to stop categorizing people. You have to stop putting people in bondage. You have to stop putting people in certain positions. And like now, the church has declared war on the homosexual community. Why? The church is marching against homosexuality. We're not marching against adultery. We're not marching against fornication. Why are we marching against homosexuality? Oh, well, the Bible says it's an abomination. The Bible also says that gluttony is one of the seven deadly sins. We're not marching against the 25th chicken wing. We pick and choose. Sin is sin. All unrighteousness is sin. And it's time for the body of Christ to stop isolating one group of people and do what God said in 2 Chronicles 7. If my people that are called by my name, hallelujah, it's time for something new. It's time for us to come together and pray. It's time for us to stop posting on Facebook, stop posting on Instagram, and get on our face and pray. It's time to stop telling people what you ate and what you bought and what you got new. Stop telling people about your birthday and start telling God about people. For those who will tell people about God must first talk to God about people. Let's try it. It's time for something new. We have more apostles than Jesus did, yet we don't see miracles. Have more bishops than the first century church had, but we are not seeing miracles. There's no power in a title. Stop seeking titles and start seeking God. Stop coming to church looking for a position. You already have a position. You are seated in heavenly places. And it's time to make the devil nervous. You've been here long enough. Get your praise on. As you've been here long enough. Get your joy back. You've been miserable long enough. You've been sad long enough. Get it back. Get it back. Get it back. I came up Broad Street Friday from Center City. And I came up and went past the Uptown. And I looked at the Uptown. And I had memories from being a child of Saturday afternoon movies and all the things that went on there. Nobody changes it. The crowd that once populated it are getting older and all they have is memories of it. The whole area has gone down in decay. But yet that building is still there to give you memories. Somebody needs to buy it and make new memories. When I drove past it, I thought, Lord, should we buy it and turn it into a place where people can get hope? They used to get amusement and entertainment. Now they need hope. Should we get a consortium of churches together and turn it into an evangelistic center where people can come in and find their way to a great Jesus? Should we turn it into a housing development for homeless people where they can come in, get the gospel, get food, and learn that Jesus loves them? Why are we content to hold on to the memories of the past when God wants to make new memories? We've been here long enough. And most of us think, when I said that, what went through my mind? Most of us, if we're honest, you began thinking, oh, we can't afford that. We began thinking, oh, well, you know what? I wonder how much that costs. Do you understand? Elisha made a promise. He said, tomorrow there's going to be more food than you ever had. And one man said, no, God's going to have to open the windows of heaven for this to happen. And God used 4 lepers. I drove past that building and all I could see is it turning into something evangelistic for Jesus. I never even thought of money. I didn't even think of money. I didn't even think about cost. All I saw were people walking in and out. And God had it so that the traffic was kind of backed up and my car was positioned right in front of the Uptown. And I looked over and I said, God, we ought to get that and turn it into something so people in this area know that God loves them. We keep bringing people to church. It's time to bring the church to people. God did not call all of these folks into ministry so they can sit here and wait for me to die. But we will create places for you to take the ministry and touch people where they are. So we need to get places. We need to get up like the lepers and start moving towards it. And the government will hear our sound and somebody will say, just give it to them. Just give it to them. Why let it sit there and die? We've been here long enough. prospering at 2929 Cheltenham Avenue and all the way up to the corner of Limecombe Pike. Yes, we've prospered. Yes, we've grown. And yes, God has stood by us. But now, like those lepers, it's time to move. It's time to gather and learn principles and procedures and go out and attack the culture. You've been broke long enough. In debt long enough. It's time for you to start going to Mark's classes and learn how to manage your money and stop blaming the devil. There is no reason for children of God to be broke when God said, I will supply what you need. So if you're broke, you're spending more than he gave. And it's not your fault. It's our culture. Even buying on credit can become demonic. But you won't go to the classes. You keep praying and believing God. The prosperity guy comes to town. Bring your bills. Okay, so you get the miracle of getting those bills paid. What about the next ones? PICO's not going to give you free electricity. So God gave you the miracle and paid off your $27,000 electric bill. So what? You got the miracle. What about the next one? These are classes that we have at our church to help you. But you want to be broke because you don't want to learn the principles to make you successful. If you did want, you would go. Average household in America is over $6,000 in credit card debt. That's average. In our community, it's $10,000. You get anywhere from 0.3 to, if you got a real good savings account, like one of those, the ones you do on the internet through the mail, 2.2% for savings. And if you get a real good CD, you might go up maybe 3-4% if you keep it in there for 18 months or longer. But your credit card debt is 24%. And so you get all of that debt. You're already at a loss. And if you're paying the minimum amount due, you're in trouble. You can't blame God. God didn't tell you to buy what you have to charge. He said, I'll supply what you need, not Visa or MasterCard. Watch how we've stayed in bondage. Remember I said when you stay in bondage, it messes with your perception? We have come to the place where we actually rejoice when we get a credit card. Oh, praise God, I got it. Praise God. And then they give you more money based on how you spend. They're like, oh, yeah, we got one. And we still do it because we like bondage. Children of Israel said, we remember the fish and the garlic and the leeks that we ate freely in Egypt. Oh, really? It was free. You were in bondage. They beat you. And you said it's free? These banks and financial institutions, they're taking your money regularly, and you gladly give it to them because your understanding has changed. The Bible said the borrower is a slave to the lender. You're a slave to the lender. Rather than save up for it, that's why our parents did the layaway. Now, you think the layaway is injurious. No, it's a blessing. Because they had no interest, right? And then by the time they come back to get it, the person says, oh, well, the price went down. You got enough now. But not us, because it speaks to our idolatry. Idolatry means I got to have it now. That's the secret to idolatry. I need a God that I can see so I can worship him now. You've been here long enough. The Lord never wanted us to be in debt. Amen. Now, there's some debt that's realistic. Mortgage on a house, car payments. But all this other debt, finance companies, same day loans, that's 100% interest. Because you can't wait till payday. You're a slave to the lender. That's why you don't have joy. They couldn't sing you to shout if they got up and sang Handel's Messiah, which is what I want y'all to work on. Why? Because when you leave, you got those bills. Poverty is a mindset. How else do you live in a house that's only worth $15,000 and you drive a $30,000 car? How do you live in a neighborhood that has become gentrified and you got a Maserati? And then you move out and they move in, the developers, and take an area where the houses were 15,000 or 16,000 appraised when you were living there. Now it's $100,000 because we did not think that it would happen. We stayed there long enough. Now it's bad. And we think the church is supposed to remove all that and eliminate that. No, not if you keep going back to it. If you're in a bad relationship, you keep going back to that bad relationship, no matter how much counsel you receive. Understand me. I think marriage is a gift of God. And marriage is perfect because it's a gift from God. But the moment people get married, it stops being perfect.
We pray that you are blessed and encouraged by the message you heard today. To order today's message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. When ordering, refer to the program title, Time to Go and to My Blessing, or the program number 07419A. If you'd like to download today's message or any other recent sermons from Bishop Lambert, visit ericlambertministries.com for the complete digital download. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can now be viewed nationally on the Impact Network on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m., Comcast Channel 294. Be sure to visit BethelDeliverance.org to find out when to catch the Climbing Higher TV and radio broadcast in your area. For service times, location, and more information about Bishop Lambert and Bethel Deliverance International Church, go to our website at BethelDeliverance.org, follow us on social media through Facebook and Instagram, or contact us at 215-885-2585. Thank you for tuning in today. Keep climbing higher in the Word of God.
The Making of a Minister with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. and Pastor Brian Weatherspoon continues Saturday, September 21st at 10 a.m. at Bethel Deliverance International Church. The pastors will continue to explore how to craft your sermon, biblical exegesis, and professionalism in ministry. These informative sessions will equip you to walk in your call to ministry and handle the Word of God with care. If you've been chosen for ministry or desire to work in ministry, you will want to be a part of this next session. It's The Making of a Minister with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. and Pastor Brian Weatherspoon on Saturday, September 21st, 10 a.m. at Bethel Deliverance International Church, located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Register now by calling 215-885-2585. That's 215-885-2585. For more information, visit BethelDeliverance.org. A strong church consists of strong families with fortified marriages. Cultural influences have infiltrated our homes, our families, and our marriages. It's time to stand our ground and fight for our families. Come and learn how to apply godly principles that reveal the enemy's tactics and help you to bring glory to God in your marriage. All married couples are invited to Ask Bishop Lambert for Married Couples, Friday, October 4th at 7 p.m. at Bethel Deliverance International Church, located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue, Wincote, Pennsylvania. Receive a biblical understanding about marriage during this intimate gathering. For more information, call 215-885-2585 or visit BethelDeliverance.org. Let's gather together for this special session to discover how to build our marriages and our homes. We'll see you there.